It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the MyFM newsroom, being joined right now with Susan Humphreys, who is the chair of the Renfrew County and District School Board as part of Women of Influence Day here on MyFM. So, Susan, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Kyle. I look forward to it.
So let's get right into it. Obviously, chair of the one of the biggest school boards in all of the province is no easy task, I'm sure. But tell us kind of why you decided to get involved with education. I know you have a great riding around you in Renfrew. And so what made you decide to really want to take on this task?
Well, it was interesting. When I returned to the Valley about 10 years or so ago now, I had just recently retired from the Ontario Public Service. And I was really looking to find another way to use some of my skill sets, but also to stretch my learning and abilities as well. And at that time, the current trustee, Marge Doring, was retiring from the position, so it caused me to take another look at what the role of the trustee was, because I really hadn't looked into it a lot before. But the more I looked at it, I felt it was a really good fit for me. It gave me an opportunity to not only give back to the community as a member or an elected person representing constituents, but also to help look at and address issues within the education system. I don't think there's any question. We all know how important a good, solid education is for our students. And I really felt this was an opportunity for me to not only learn some more things, but also to be able to help with the strategic planning pieces around it, and to look at a broader picture and to look down the road at what a student's going to need in the future for a good and healthy, successful life.
So with that in mind then, during your term as chair so far, what have been some of your success stories and maybe some of the hiccups that to go along with the job as well?
I have to say that the Board of Trustees that we have here in Renfrew County, and it's not a large board, I have to tell you, we only have about 10,000 students across the district. We have 8 trustees around the table. And I would say that I feel very fortunate that these trustees are all ones that are there for the right reasons. They all put students first and are very excited about helping them move forward as best they can. Well, I guess one of the things, if I think about successes, particularly over the last couple of years, well, maybe a couple of things come to mind. First of all, we did have an opportunity, and one of the roles of the Board of Trustees is to hire a Director of Education. And a few years ago now, our then Director, Roger Clark, retired, and we had an opportunity to look for a new Director of Education. And we really felt at that time that it would be nice to have somebody perhaps who had a broader perspective and somebody from outside the district. So we did hire Pino Buffoni, who is our current director, and he's been tremendous in his leadership of the work that we're doing here at the board. One of the key things, I guess, that comes to mind, Kyle, that we did in the last 2 years is really focused in on looking at kind of the elementary programming that we are offering across the district. And Pino and his team pulled together a committee of stakeholders, including some trustees on that committee, to take a look at what the elementary programming looks like right now and how it could be enhanced and improved in the future. And one of the key things that came out of that, and probably one of the most critical things in my mind, is that we are in the midst and well along the way of implementing offering French immersion across the district. Up until that point, we did have French immersion as a really great program in several parts of the district, but not everywhere. And so now we are moving quite clearly to making sure that no matter whether you live in Barry's Bay or Arnprior or Deep River, that you will have access to some level of French immersion, whether it's at the junior level or intermediate level. So to me, that's a great success story in, again, making sure our students have what they need for the future.
It is Women of Influence Day here on 104.9 MyFM. Our guest in studio right now is Susan Humphreys, the chair of the Renfrew County and District School Board. Susan, let's go a little bit towards the present there right now. Of course, with the global pandemic going on, we had to shut down the schools right before March break, rather. And now there's currently a plan of working your way back into the classroom come September and how that's going to look. From the school board point of view, how are things kind of looking there right now, and what challenges is that really putting a toll on the board and trustees.
It has definitely been a very interesting year. I don't think there's any question about that. And as you know, we do take our direction very much from the Ministry of Education, and also have to consider, and obviously should consider, the input from our local Renfrew County District Health Unit. So as you know, we currently, and by we, I really mean the staff, because maybe just to clarify, the role of the trustee is more on the governance side, and Director Buffoni and his staff are doing the operational side. So we obviously kind of meet in the middle at times, but it sometimes gets a little blurry. But the staff have been working just day and night, basically, on trying to sort through all of the challenges we have with regards to how we would implement any one of those three scenarios, which I'm sure you're quite familiar with, whether the students remain at home in the fall and do remote learning, whether they are back at school full-time, but with enhanced protocols around safety, obviously, with regards to COVID-19, or whether it's a combined opportunity where the students would be in school perhaps 3 days a week, and then 2 days a week the following week, and doing enhanced or remote learning on the other 2 days. The ministry has asked us to put together all of the details around each one of those scenarios. So that's what the staff have been working on diligently for the last several months. We do have a board meeting coming up on Tuesday of next week where we will get more of the details around what that might look like in this particular district. I think one of the key things in my mind that we are working towards is that no matter which scenario we are looking at, that we want to make sure that every single student is welcome. We want them to, you know, to be part of school and to take those opportunities. So we will welcome them with open arms, but we're not sure just how we're going to do that quite yet. So that's been tremendously challenging. And if I can just kind of add a couple of other things too, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Also along the way here, we know that our particular district, we are in the need of reviewing a new strategic plan. So that's kind of been put a bit on hold, but we know we've got to return to that and look at our strategic plan for the next year. And we've also been undergoing a new website refresh, which I am so excited about. I'm hoping that by mid-September or so, we will have a new website, because we have so been in need of an enhanced and improved website for a number of years now. So there are other things that are kind of going on along the way that, you know, so some work continues while all this extra work has to be looked at from so many vantage points in order to make sure that our students and our staff are as safe as possible in however they return to school in the fall. Does that give you a sense, Kyle?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And it is Women of Influence Day here on MyFM, and our guest this hour has been Susan Humphreys, again, the chair of the Renfrew County District School Board. So a really big position here locally, and we thank Susan so much for spending time with us today. And we hope you stay safe, and we look forward to the upcoming school year.
Thanks very much, Kyle. It's been my pleasure.